Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Foy. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 6, 1 through 13. This is for the second Sunday in Lent. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This meditation is only allowed to be 2 to 5 minutes long. Is that enough time to convey the message of the Lord according to this text? Jesus couldn't do many mighty works in his hometown because of their unbelief. It is by faith alone that we have salvation. It is by faith alone that God works wonders and gives great gifts to those who are believing rightly in Jesus Christ. Miracles do not create faith in the sense that those who were healed all then believed rightly always, even unto death. Many turned away, easily distracted by some other new thing or by the provocations of men to believe something else. So many came out and cheered and sang praises to Jesus on Palm Sunday, to only change their tune from praise to venom 6 days later as they cried, "Crucify, crucify." We are a fickle bunch, easily swayed by the fad of the day, the enthusiast preacher who tells of some new thing that appeals to our desire to work out our salvation by works and not by faith in Jesus alone, and then the fruits that come from that faith given us in Christ. Remember how quickly the Galatians turned aside to a new way that was not the gospel as preached to them by Paul? But it was not a new way, but the old way of unbelief and rather trust in self and works that would make them good with God. Tragically, it was wrong. Unbelief cannot receive the forgiveness of sin because it does not trust in Jesus, but in self. The work that Jesus has done, the true miracle, an outpouring of God's love for you, the sinner, in need of salvation, which comes from outside of you, the miracle is that Jesus desired your eternal life and salvation with him in paradise so much that he came specifically to die for you in your place to set you free from bondage to sin, the devil, the grave, and hell. The amazing thing that defies our reason is that God the Father could love you so much that he was willing to send his Son into the world, into human flesh and blood, to die that you would not need to die in your trespasses and sins, that you would be reconciled to him. He did that knowing that many would never believe and never receive the benefit of his miraculous substitutionary atonement. He came knowing, expecting, and looking to the joy that was set before him, your salvation, that by his suffering and dying he would accomplish for you. That is what your faith believes, what it trusts, what gives you peace and comfort and joy, even in the midst of tribulation and daily cross-bearing. Certainly, we are focusing more on cross-bearing and walking with Jesus to Calvary in this Lenten season, but this is truly the season of your everyday life. Not looking for miracles, but trusting in the truth of the gospel that Jesus came for you, to free you from what you have entangled yourself with, sin leading to death. It is gift, it is grace, it is mercy and compassion. Not earned or deserved, not chosen or decided upon, but received by the faith in Jesus alone, that the Word made flesh, Jesus, has created in you. Faith that continues to receive grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy, all from its source and creator, Jesus, the eternally begotten Son of God and flesh and blood Son of Mary. He has called you by the gospel and made you his own when he washed you and clothed you in him. You are now a member of his body, the church, his hometown person, if you will, prepared for and continually kept for the day when you will enter into his near presence and eternal kingdom. He has performed a miracle upon you, from unbelieving to believing, from dead to alive, from perishing to headed for eternal life in him. Maybe a brief meditation, but an eternal truth. To God alone be the glory. He has done it all for you, you, his dear and precious child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.